So the topic today is, how does halacha, somebody asked you, is the topic, are you going to take gambles in halacha? Is gambling in halacha, or is gambling in halacha? So I said, you'll find out when you come to the shir.
That work on anybody?
No. I guess they took a gamble, I don't know. Exactly. How do we stand in halacha? The concept of when people are betting on something, when people are gambling, what halachic status does it have? So let's start with the starting point of the Gemara. Actually, the Gemara discusses it in the context of whether a person is a person who does that, whether he's kosher to be a witness or not, and he's kosher to be a judge. So the Mishnah says, this is the Mishnah Sanhedrin, page 1, Velohen Apsulin, these are the people which have a status that they're not kosher to be, Rashi points out, to be either a witness or to be a judge. And the Mishnah lists four things. And the Gemara points out what these four things have in common. The Gemara is going to actually question one of them, but that's not our... These are the Rabbanan. I mean, it writes that these people are kosher to be witnesses and they're kosher to be Dayanim. However, Mirabbanan, they're Pasul. An example Mishnah gives is Hamasachik Bekuvya. The first one is a person who games with dice. He plays with dice, which means that they're playing for money. And so the Mishnah says that such a person is not kosher to be a witness. Malva Ribbis, a person who lends Ribbis, the Morse says it's talking about Ribbis Drabonon, because Ribbis the rice, obviously, he's possible anyway. And the third example the Mishnah gives is people which fly birds. So more tup shot than we're flying. Birds, it means one shot, it means that they race birds, and they bet on my bird will beat your bird, it's that, you know, or horse races, bird races. Second shot, the Mora says that ownership of wild birds is only drabonon, because they can always fly away. So that which the idea of owning a wild bird is always only drabonon. If I keep them in the wild, not caged totally, if I leave them open, relying on the fact that they're going to come back home tonight to my food, well, they might not come back home tonight to your food. So it's only rabbinically that you can own them. So this guy came up with this plan to steal them. He trained his bird to be a Pied Piper, that it goes and it stands in front of the dovecotes and it does whatever it does, and it brings the birds back. So he sends his bird there to go to his neighbor's dovecote and stand there, or fly there, and it waves its things, whatever, and all the birds follow back to his dovecote. So he stole it. He stole the birds, but they only own the Rabbanan. So it's only Drabon. Okay. Tup shot them in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Masach HaBakuvya, the Gemara says on that, so what exactly is the problem? Masach HaBakuvya, my Ka'ovid. What exactly is the Veira involved that he's no longer kosher to be an aid or to be a Dayan? So the Gemara says two explanations. Amar Rami Barachoma, Mishum Dahava Asmachta, Vasmata Lekanya. First explanation in the Gemara, the Gemara says, there's something called Asmachta. What's a smachta? So Rashi points out the first Rashi. Let's paraphrase Rashi yesterday, and maybe we'll look at the Rashi inside. But Rashi is like this. A person makes a commitment to pay something, being confident that it's not going to happen. And then it happens. And you call him out, and you make him pay. You accept the money from him. But remember, he never really committed to pay this, because he was confident it wasn't going to come to that. So the example, Rashi is going to give an example. For example, Reuven lends Shimon $1,000. And they draw up a document that Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and Reuven holds this document that Shimon owes him $1,000. 6 months later, Shimon pays half of the money. The loan is due, let's say 6 months, and Shimon pays half of the money. So now we have a dilemma what to do with the documents. Can't leave it by Reuven, because Reuven can then theoretically go to Beis Din and collect $1,000. It's Shimon owes him $1,000. You can't give it to Shimon because Shimon's going to rip it up and pay nothing more. So the Mor says, you give it to a third party. You give it to a third party who understands the circumstances and says that he will, when Shimon pays the remaining $500, Shimon will get the document back and tear it up. And Shimon says, listen, I'm going to pay within the next month. And if I don't pay within the next month, you, Mr. Number 3, called the Shlish, the third party, give it back to Reuven and let him collect $1,000. So Shimon says. Now, what does Shimon really say? Shimon's not really saying, Shimon doesn't want to pay $1,500 on a $1,000 loan. What he's really saying is, I'm confident that I will pay back in time, and therefore, I'm willing to just make a statement and I'm backing up my confidence by saying that I'm so convinced that I'll pay in time. If I don't, I'll pay you money. But he's really relying on the fact that he won't pay the money. Now, he doesn't pay back in time. So he doesn't pay back in time. So he's like, oh, okay, doesn't pay back in time. Another $500, please. There's a whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, well, you committed. He didn't really commit. Right? So if he didn't really commit, so if you take the money from him, that's called asmachta. So Rambam Chumash says, asmachta l'kanya. It's not, you don't really own it. Rashi says, it's d'rabbanan. You might say, you said it. So midaraisa, you said it, you committed, you pay, you got to pay. But rabbinically, you know he didn't really mean to give you this money. He never really committed to this money. He wasn't planning to pay you the money. You know that. You know he wasn't serious. So if you take the money from him, there's an element of gzeil involved with taking the money because he didn't really mean to give you this extra $500. That's a smachta. So the case of betting, I said, listen, if I win, I take the pot. And if you win, you'll take the money. So that means I'm giving you money that I don't really want to give you. You're taking money that I didn't really commit to give to you because I didn't expect to give it to you. It's all a smart. So therefore, if I take it, it's possible. Rishesh Zomer Kolke gav the lava smachta. You know, this is not a smachta. Rashi says, why isn't it a smachta? Why isn't this a case of a smachta? He's saying it, not really committing to it. He hopes to win. So Rashi says like this. There's a case, which the case I just gave you, the case of the loan. The person has, barring an oinus, which is that, you know, which might have a lock, it might be differently. He really has the ability to pay the money on time. He has, obviously by saying it, he means he believes he has the power to pay it. It's biyado, it's in his power. Since it's biyado, when he says that sentence, we know that his sentence just means, don't worry, I will pay on time. That's all it means. And therefore, if you ask him to pay the money at the end, you're taking money which he didn't really commit to. However, dice is totally chance. Or, you know, whatever Makubi was, it was something which was not in any person's power at all. He had no power to control. So what do you mean? I feel confident I'm not going to pay you the money. That's not true. You can't say that with any confidence because you know you might lose. So why'd you say it? Must be you were serious. You must be you were serious. So over here, since it's not biyado to control it, we assume he's serious. That's not asmachta. The case where it's biyado to control, he's not serious to pay the money because he believes it's never going to come to that. So then, it's asmachta. So in a case where it's biyado to control the outcome, it's called asmachta. In the case where it's not biyado to control the outcome, it's called not asmachta. So, okay, so then, if it's not asmachta, so why is the guy pulse of raiders? It's not gzela. So he says, you're right. Elefish ain't always going to be yeshuva shalom. The reason why they're pulse is because they have no other income other than this. And Moore says, and therefore, what's the difference between Rambam Chama's explanation and Rav Sheshes' explanation? The Gomer Amnusakrit. He has another job. So the guy has another job. So he's contributing positively to the yeshiva of the Olam. He's functioning as a normal member of society. And the society, he plays some dice. So he's not possible according to the second explanation. According to the first explanation, he's a Goslin. He's possible. Right? So that's the difference between the two explanations. Okay? So the conversation really is about whether he's kosher or not kosher to be a witness. But if you tell me that's called asmachta, and we're saying asmachta is not valid, it's gzela. So it's, besides being, there's an aveira involved. If you tell me there's no asmachta involved, it's not an aveira. There's no problem. People which live in the fringes of society and live on paying poker online, you know, they think differently than the average person, you know, so we can't trust them for aims. Okay. Right. So, but it's not, we're not saying any aveira involved in it. We're not discussing aveira mitzvah. It's not aveira. There's no aveira involved. So it seems like the argument between the two explanations of the Mishnah is there something which is austere to do, something which is not austere to do. That seems to be underlying discussion in between these two explanations. Okay. It's page one. So most of the conversation today will be about the idea of asmachta. This idea of asmachta, the asmachta is what is the halachic status of asmachta? What is yes an asmachta? What is not an asmachta? And applying that to the world of gambling. Okay. Now page two, Tosis asks a kasha from a Gemara in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara seem to say the exact opposite of our Gemara. The Gemara within Rav Mencia says, again, so we, our conclusion is, when it's not in your power, it's mutter, it's not a smachta. When it is in your power, it's usr, it's a smachta. So there's a Gemara in Rav Mencia, the Gemara says, if it's not in your power, then it's a smachta. If it's in your power, then it's mutter, it's not a smachta. So it's the exact opposite of what we're learning over here. So that's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos answer by saying there's three levels. There's something which is totally in your power, something which is totally not in your power, and something which is in the middle. So something which is totally in your power, the person is hired to be a sharecropper. You know, I can sharecrop, I can give out this field to 5, 10 different sharecroppers, and you know, they're supposed to produce, they'll produce, let's say, argument's sake, I'll make a profit of $1,000 on the field if they sharecrop properly. And I ask that I should be the one to sharecrop. Somebody comes, he wants to sharecrop for me. So I said, listen, you know, I'm only willing to give it to you if you do what you're supposed to do. You work the field properly. Otherwise, I'd rather give it to that guy. Yeah, he's a good worker. Why should I trust you? I'd rather give it to that guy. He's a good worker. He says, listen, I will do what I have to do to make sure that the field produces the way it's supposed to produce. I'm not asking you to do anything crazy. I'm asking to work it in the normal, proper way. And he says to me, if I don't, I'll pay you the profit you're supposed to get. The Gemara said, that's not a smachta. Because he's basically, all you're asking him to do is commit to what he's supposed to do. Either you do it, or you pay for it. Even though it's biyado, which means, he said, listen, I'm not really committing to pay, because I don't expect to have, I expect. But on the other hand, I'm asking you to pay for what you're supposed to pay for. That's not a smachta. The other end of the is our case over here. We have no power over it all. That's also not a smachta, because you know you have no power over it. It's obviously your committee. Where is a smachta? In the middle. Where it's biyadoi, but not totally. So the example of that is, Tosfos says, okay, Tosfos brings the Gemara about Metziah, where I send the messenger to go, it's right after they process the wine, they've harvested the wine, they've processed the wine, they weighed the wine. Right now, wine is very cheap. You buy wine now at a certain place where they sell it for a good price, and you can resell it the rest of the year at a profit. Okay, that was a standard. Any good business member, that's what they would do. I can't get there myself for this whatever reason. I asked you to go for me, and I'll pay you for your efforts. And I said, well, listen, you know, but I want you to make sure you do what you're supposed to do. You know, get there and make sure you buy. He says, yeah, I'll buy. And if I don't, I'll pay you back the profit you're supposed to make. So he's not exaggerating. He's right. He's paying what he's supposed to make. Right. On the other hand, it's not totally beyond it, because I may be able to get there. And the guy says, listen, you know, I said you want to buy, but, you know, I have this guy who buys from me every year, and he borrows a large amount, and I have to sell to him first. So it's not totally beyond it. I don't have total power over the situation. It's not like a field which I could work. It's totally up to me to decide how to do it. There's another party over here. There's the Mokrim. It's not totally beyond it. So why would I want to commit to pay for something which I don't really know for sure that I could come through with? So then we say that's a smachta. You're not really committed. You're serious, but you're not really serious. Because you really believe, I'm probably going to be able to buy it, because most people, money talks. He'll sell. But on the other hand, I'm not sure. So then, that's a smachta. That's what Tosfos says. There's three levels. So, it's kind of like this. Just applying it. Let's, we're anticipating the end of the shir, which are not there yet, but let's... Talking about betting. So there's something in this world called March Madness, which my Talmidim taught me about. Okay, that you know they bet on you know the outcome of these basketball games. So I know nothing about basketball. I know nothing about college teams, and I know nothing about professional teams anymore. The ones that I knew about don't exist anymore, or they change names, they move cities, you know, right? So what do I know? So for me, it's a totally game of chance. It's like throwing dice. But you think, what do you mean? You're following basketball, and you know this team, and you know that team, and you know statistics, and you know this and that, and you have a whole Oishke Cheshbon. But on the other hand, there are upsets. There are times, no, it's not guaranteed. That's the middle madrig. It's biyada, not biyada. So when you commit to pay that money, if you lose, you're not really serious, because you expect to win. If I'm committing, I'm serious, because what canvas do I have to say that I'm going to win? So I'm serious, but you're not. Now, if I lose, you can take my money, because I'm serious. But if you lose, I can't take your money, because you're not serious. If I take your money, I'm a gazlan. That's a case of, that would be a case which is yes and a smachta. So halacha is like this. You got two guys know nothing about basketball. They're 100% mutter according to this to bet on it. They're stupid idiots. They're fools for betting. They have no idea what they're talking about, right? But it's mutter. But if they believe they know what they're talking about, then it's aser. Right? That's where we're at so far. Yeah? All right? Okay. So this is in order to answer a question from a Gemara in Bo Metzia. The Tosfos in Bo Metzia presents a different answer to this question, which would make a difference in halacha. Tosfos is page number 3. Again, this is the Gemara within Bo Metzia, which talks about the case of purchasing the wine. And the Gemara is contrasting the case of purchasing the wine, which is not in your hands, and therefore it's aser, to the case of the field, of sharecropping the field, which is in your hands, and it's mutter. And so we're saying, in your hands is mutter, not in your hands is aser. And our Gemara is saying, not in your hands is mutter, and in your hands is aser. So it's a stira. So Tosfos says no. So Tosfos over here quotes from the Rebbeinu Tam, near the Rebbeinu Tam, that over there, Mishum Hakalu Haviasmata, the Agab, the boy, Lemikni, Gamru Makni. Listen, the case of the sharecropping and the case of the wine is a one sided deal. I'm committing to pay money. You're not committing to pay anything opposite that. The case of the betting, I know, you know, it's not really biyadi, which is a reason to make it, I heard more says make it also. On the other hand, so what am I doing? I'm doing, let's try, let's make some money anyway. But I can't make that money unless I'm willing to pay, if necessary. The only way I can get money out of you, if you lose, is if I'm willing to pay if I lose. So I'm committed to pay if I lose in order to have the chance to win if you lose. That's the deal. So then I have a motivation to commit because I can't gain unless I'm willing to lose. Whereas the case over here, it's a lopsided deal. Right? You're this landowner, you have no commitment, you haven't committed anything. I'm the Nebuchadnezzar poor guy who's got to commit. I'm not really serious. I don't really mean to do this because I believe the fact that it's not biyadi means I don't want to commit. So the case of the sharecropper, which is totally biyadi, and it's my responsibility, and I'm negligent, so I have to pay because I'm negligent. The case of the wine, which is not really 100% of my power, so I'm not going to commit seriously. So then it's a smach. So again, there'll be two levels. Biyadi, which is makes it mutter, it's totally biyadi makes it mutter, that's what Tosfos is saying. And if it's not biyadi, it should be aser, but depends. But there's a new element of that there's a motivation to commit because of the two-sided deal.
What's the
case? Okay. Purchasing the wine. Now, Tosfos says, you look over there, Tosfos says, Rebbeinu Tam, but Ba'atman Chosubay, Tosfos brings the Raph and Gomorrah not like this. And so Rebbeinu Tam accepted the question and retracted this pshat. We give a Sefer Yosher, and he changed his own personal Sefer, it was called Sefer Yosher, and he took it away. And he wrote the following, there's a Gemara, famous Gemara, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Two guys had a bet if they can get Hillel to be angry or not. Well, that's betting, right? So, and he said, I lost the money. If you hold a smart to look, you didn't lose any money, you don't have to pay. What'd you lose? So there's a piece of information which you need to know about asmachta. The Gemara says if in a situation of asmachta you make a kinyan suitor, you use a handkerchief and you make a kinyan in front of a bez and kosher, then you're committed, because then we say it's not you're serious. You went in front of Rav Moshe Feinstein or Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Moshe Bick and you said, I'm committed. If I lose this bet, I'll pay the money. You're serious. Okay, there's no problem. So if you're willing to bet in front of the Rebbe Adam or, et cetera, you're serious. Okay, good. So it says the case of Hikdu Zelazeh, Dilo Hikdu Lehajabu. The case had to be over there that when they made the bet about Hillel, they did it with Kenyan Suter. And the Moor says, you need Bez and Choshev. And this way, he can't back out. So you see, but what do you mean over there? Obviously, that was a case of, again, it was a case of a bet. You're only going to win if you're willing to lose. So according to his logic before, what's the problem? That's not a smachta. But you see from the fact that he had a problem with that Gemara, and he had explained that Gemara, indicates that he felt it was a problem with a smachta. Okay. So now we're saying right now that there's something called a smachta, which is problematic, but this case of Masachim Kriya is not a smachta for whatever reason. We have two explanations why not, which one seems to be retracted. If it is a smachta and it's a problem, is that an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan? Is it xayla d'oraisa? Excuse me, xayla d'rabbanan. Well, I told you, he's only pasul edus d'rabbanan. The person who's a gazan d'oraisa is pasul edus d'oraisa. So obviously, if he's only pasul d'rabbanan, he's only gazan d'rabbanan. So take a look at page 5, and we'll see that that's not so simple. So over here, the Maharsham and his sefer on the Chasher Mishpat. So take a look at the bottom line of the right column. It says, "I'm bringing through all the Rosh Hashanah chafbeis shekosel hejid asmachta gzeila deraisahu. Asmachta is gzeila deraisa. Taking money in that situation from the person who is not committed to pay, you're a gazan deraisa for taking the money. I said, why is only posel mirabanan? He says, miu kimin the lemashmir leinshi the lehevi gazul lekeinu misa minataru. People don't take it seriously. So the reason why a person is posel for aid is, if he's a Gazan, is because by the fact that he takes money for illegally makes us wonder that we can't trust him with Aedis. Because who's to say that the guy isn't being paid off to say false testimony? Because if he can if he's willing to be over Lissinzel for money, he'll be over Lissinzel Shukr for money. And, you know, whatever, you know, Moses is Moses and business is business, it's, right? But this guy, I would never steal. Chas v'sholem. I would never, for money, I should test my false. Chas v'sholem. It's like to say, like, he really means it. He's serious. It's okay. It's mutter. Come on. You got what everybody's so frum for. It's okay. He said he's willing to pay, and he meant it. And I would give him money. I'd give him the money. So it's only Zed Zerbonon because people don't take it seriously. But really, it's Zed the Rice, the Ritzvah says. He brings earlier that Rashi says it's Xela Drabbanan. He quotes the Rashi in Shavuos. Look up at the column on the beginning of the second paragraph, underlined. Then he brings some Tosis in Sanhedrin. He says, not like that. That Tosis says, since you don't believe it's a Meira, so then you're not possible to rise. Again, that's like Ritzvah. So according to Rashi, it's Gzela Drabbanan. According to the Tosis and the Ritzvah, it's Gzela Drabbanan. Okay. Now let's take a look over here. But he's possible. He's possible for Aedis. We haven't discussed with this mutter. Also, we're not getting into it here yet. But right now we're discussing is the person is definitely possible Aedis. If he has no other business, or he's doing Mesach HaBakubi in a way which is not totally chance. Okay? So, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamedal, it codifies the fact that he's possible Aedis. At the end of the Siman, it's a long Siman, it says, how can a person who's possible Aedis become kosher ladies again? How can you reinstate him in his status of being kosher ladies? So in Sif Lamed, Mamasai Chazar said Masachim Bekuvia. What point is considered that they've can be reinstated? Mishish Beru Pasvaseim. They break their die. And they never will do this again, even for no money at all. They will not get involved in playing these games. Okay. They will never do this act of enticing birds back, even out in a midbar where nobody owns them. This is the tshuva to make them kosher latest again. Comes the Ramah, says, you didn't talk about giving money back. He says, just don't do it again. What about giving money back? You're only kosher the edus if you give the money back. Whatever the cost of the birds, you have to give the money back, or the birds, you know, right? What?
Did not mention the birds specifically?
No, Gam Khan, Uba Mesachim Bekuvia, both in the case of Mefrich Yonim and the case of Mesachim Bekuvia, you have to give the money back. So the Ramah seems to remain with that you have to give the money back to be kosher. Okay. Okay. Let's take a look That's page 7 and 8. And then we'll go to see some Nafkimines and Halacha L'maisa. So there's an interesting halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. This is in Hilchos Shabbos about a person decides to make his Shabbos a little more lebedic, you know, make it a little more exciting for the kids. And he's going to throw lots for the portions of food. Right? You know, so he makes a nice big plate of cholent and says, okay, who's going to get this plate of cholent? Right? Whoever, you know, numbers of 1 to 10, or whatever it is, whoever guesses the right number gets the plate of cholent. You know. And the chalak limnei beis monos b'shabbos. Person's giving out portions. Who's going to get this? Every Shabbat there's a fight for the polka, for the drumstick. Who gets the drumstick? Right, the name of a book. Right, who gets the drumstick? Right. So in my house, the solution is we have a girl for who gets the drumstick. Right, you're allowed to do that. He says. However, they're all really the same. And really the point is, you know, he goes first, he goes second, you know, so we'll use a girl to figure that out. However, Avli Mecherim Osir, even that is Osir if it's not B'nai Beisle. Because my kids, they don't own anything, it's all mine anyway. I got more, got less. It's interesting, you'll see in a moment that, you know, the mindset of the kids nowadays is not exactly the kids of the Gemara. Right? He says, but other people, they're going to measure and they're going to weigh. But kids, he got more, he got less. Nobody's going to fight about that. Right. Right? He got more orange juice than me. You know, like, you know, let's measure, you know. Right? But apparently once upon a time, the kids didn't do that, but guests would do that. Right? You know, he got more orange juice than me. How you talking? Let's measure and see how much he got, you know. So you can't measure on Shabbos. Even by your own family, to give a large portion against a small portion. Even it's your money, and it's your kids, and it's weekdays, you can't do it because that's kuvya. So what's a kuvya? It's all your money. So take a look at the Magen Avraham. This is Gemara in Shabbos. Okay? And then he said, "Yeah, Sherman, the Shulchanor says that some people say it's not us, sir, because the Maishan are not Makbid." But fine. Comes the Magen Avraham, which is bracketed off on the right column. Mishum Kuvya, Hitchel Vashilta Gibarim, the Hatur Apostle B'Chashim Mishbid, Simon Rezain, the Engazel B'Kuvya. There's no dinner with Zelabi. It's not considered as Master. It's Mutter. Ketz is Kasha. Vine Simon Lamadalad. Simon Rishon Aleph, the Mash of the Yesh Ksas Isur B'Davar. So the Magen Avraham says, even though it's not Gzeila, it's still improper. It's called there's a Ksas Isur B'Davar. So whatever we're going to say, Halacha L'maisa, the Magen Avraham said there's a Ksas Isur B'Davar, and that's this din over here in Hilchos Shabbos. It says that B'Kharl is also Kuzu Kufi. So whatever we're going to pass in Halacha L'maisa, Mutter is still us. That's the Magen Avraham is telling me. Whatever you're going to find, the Torah said in Shulchan Aruch says, there are cases which are not a Smachta, and they're Mutter. There's still Ksas Yisr B'davar. It's a little bit of an Isr involved, and you can't do it. Okay, so that's just Hakdama. Before we get Halacha L'maisa, we should know that Magen Avraham. Okay, page 9.
Moises Nolad.
What?
Moises Nolad.
Why isn't Hilchos Nolad? You know what? I have no idea, and it bothers me the same question for years. So I still have no idea. And as you will say, see how creative the kids can be. You know, I don't know, but that's not serious. Okay, so here's the halacha of Masachah B'Kuvya, page 9. It's the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Zayin in the Chashur Mishpat. The Siman is talking about halachas of Asmachta. I want to point out the halachas of Asmachta are very relevant to halachas of Lamaisa. And it's very common, you know, person contracts with somebody to build a house. If he doesn't get it done by a certain time, he'll pay a kanas, pay a fine. Well, obviously he's committing because he believes he'll be able to do it on time. That's a smachta problem. So there are many cases where a smachta's, right, the most famous question was, what's called tanoyim? The tanoyim which people make when people get engaged, they make a tanoyim. Now this is, it's more common, the chassidish still do it, and more the real yeshivish and litvish should do it also. They make an actual contract. If you back out, you're going to have to pay a kanas. I'm not planning to back out. I'm not serious about this kanas. So why do they pay the kanas for? It's a smachta. Right? Every star, every ksuba that you read, the loik asmachta, the loik atavsi the star. That's what we were writing. I'm doing it in a way which it was not a problem of asmachta. I was serious about my commitments. So asmachta has many, many applications to lochol lemaisa practically. So there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about dini asmachta, and you'll see there's tremendous amount of base yosef on it. Tremendous. It's a very big siman.
Does it come into play with the new prenups too?
Theoretically. Now, so he says, we start off with he brings the Tosis' opinion that there's three different levels of potential smach. Someone which is tolling your power, and you're not over committing, so then you're paying what you're responsible to pay. So that's not a smach. Someone which is totally chance is not a smach. Someone which is in the middle is a smach. Okay, so take a look at the second set of brackets. You have no power over it at all. He has nowhere to know if he's going to win or not. And even so, he still made this commitment. Okay? So he's committed. Great. So this opinion says the case which the game of chance is mutter. You're committed. There's no gzeil involved. Then he has a memedor or memorim. So, better more kishesechakin b'mos muchanim. Al sechim b'amona ein metzin b'menu masha hipsi. So, comes along. There's a chuvas rush. Chuvas rush comes along in the packet later on. The chuvas rush says that even if you tell me that asmachta works, it means it's not gzeil if you take it. Like you, Bezin will not enforce you to pay it. So, therefore, if the money is here, you don't have to go through the process of getting it. You won. However, if you have to go to it's on credit, which means you're going to have to force the guy to pay. If he pays on his own, no problem taking the money. But to force the guy to pay, taking him to court, you committed, can't do it, the Rosh says. So this will only work if it's not a case of amana. Amana means credit. It means that the money isn't here at this point in time. So that's a side, that's a new level. That means even the issue isn't, even if it works, it doesn't work totally. Skip to the next brackets. If the money is sitting there on the table, so that'll be mutter. And again, remember, mutter means, like the Magen Rambam said, means ksas isa b'davar. Right? Because that was the Magen Rambam's kasha. Vein boy asmacht, it's not called asmacht. There's again, there's an opinion that says that all of this is awesome. Right, it's never mutter. So no, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that it's mutter in a case where there's no skill involved and the money's on the table. The Esharmrim, some say no, that's not enough yet. Ain't a mutter, rakash adav shamos munachim alav koni l'shneim. The table has to belong to both players. Because if the table doesn't belong to both players, let's say we're playing in your house, it's your table. So I put my money down, and you lose. So I'm still collecting the money from you. You can say, I'm like, I don't want to give. Well, the money's on the table. Yeah, but I don't own it yet. It's still an act of collecting taking place. However, if I own that table, we pass in that my kalim can be kinder for me. It's like chotzer. So if I lost and you won, so as soon as I lose, you have it already, because it's sitting in your chotzer. It's kinder automatically. So I don't have to do an act of gevir. So we'll make a solution. You'll be makdim me half of the table. We'll own the table of a shutvis, and whoever wins, the table will be used for him to be kind of the money. So that's what the Sheshar Rambam says. The only way it's going to work is there can't be any act. Again, if I give you the money of my own volition, you have a right to take it. But you can't force me. You can back out at the last moment. Because you can't force me to pay. Because you can't collect. The only way you can work is if you don't have to collect. It's automatic. How's it automatic? If the table belongs to both parties. Okay. So that's this opinion. Yeh Sharmim, the next bracket. Hold on, I'll give you a little bit of a humitam, the ma'achar shtem masim zekin eget zeh, v'chol echad yuchol lahafsir, agad bar lemikni gamra umakni. So they said the argument which Rabbeinu Tam said. Okay. Which Rabbeinu Tam later on says retracted. It says that over here, since there is the only way I can gain is by potentially losing, so then I'm committed. Okay, in Kol Shnayim, Shem Ruzayim, and he takes case of two people betting, in Konami Yodan, if they make some type of a kinyan, Tav Shem Biyodan, Gam Ken, Awa Masha Biyodan Loi. But,
he adds a condition that we only said that Heter in conjunction with the fact that dice are not in your control. But someone says biyado, it's called in your control. Then, even though it's a two sided commitment, again, I'm not serious because I don't believe it's going to happen. So yeah, someone which I know is totally a game of chance. I say, listen, I would like to win this game of chance. I'm willing to commit to pay in order to be able to win if I win. But if again, it's a game which is not a game of chance. I believe I'm going to win the game, so I'm not committed. Well, I only can commit. That's very nice, but I'm not committed because I don't believe that's ever going to happen. I believe I'm going to win the game. So what about a case which is half and half? Not clear according to this opinion where you would go. I feel it was yesh kol, even that, not everybody agrees that's acceptable. Okay. So that is... So again, and after all of this, we say mutter, 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 the Magaram tells me it's ksas yisra b'davar. So leaving after the Magaram told me it's really, it's a little bit not proper, whatever that means. It's also that the more Shabbat says you can't do it, halacha l'maisa. But he says that even so, is it called mamish usher or not? So I have an argument when a case is a game of a chance, that's not a problem. Game of skill is a problem. Then he said, but however, I can't collect. I don't accept the money the person gives it to me. I can't force him to pay. If the money's there, it's okay. Well, in second, maybe not. That's not enough. I need to have the money's there and I'm automatically karnit. The table belongs to both of us. Some say new arguments because a case of totally game of chance, I'm willing to commit back and forth, that's why it works. Because I only gain if I'm willing to lose. Game of not chance, not going to help that. And even that, not everybody agrees to. So that's halacha l'maisa, halacha shulchan aruch paskins over here. I just want to point out, we should talk a little bit about smachta, just clarify the point. We mentioned the smachta, next page 11. A smachta, shekonu ole bebezim choshev ureze konu. So a smachta, which is done in front of a bezin choshev, if I make a kinyan suitor, in front of a bezin choshev, I go there and I go, say, I'm committed to pay, you know, the bet, you know, if I, so that would work. Or if I have a case of the contractor with the builder, I said, listen, I'm, you know, buddy, if you come, if the building goes late, you're going to pay me a kanas of $1,000 a month. So I'm committed. Let's go to the bezin and make sure you do that in front of the bezin. Then you're really committed. So that'll work. Okay.
Does that come into the contract before that requirement?
What?
Does the
shtar
fulfill that requirement or not?
So then Ramah comes along and says, so who's called bezin choshev? V'chol shloish the bekiyah b'dinei asmachta mikri bezin choshev. Then you said, three people who know the lachas of Dinei Asmachta, which basically disqualifies all of us, okay? So they're called Bezin Chosh. V'yashem the Be'in and Bezin Chosh should be the most senior Bezin in the city, or a Mum Chalarab, or a person considered Mum Chalarab. Now, comes along the Ramon, it's a fascinating, fascinating solution. Let's say I do not go to Bezin at all, and I do not do any Kenyan at all, but I tell the Seifer, write in the shtar that it took, there was a kinyan in Bezin Choshev. Write those words, which is not true. But I tell you to write those words in the shtar. Hardos with a commandant on me. Means I've been murdered that there's a Kiev. So that works, the Ramah says.
Okay. Vim tzibar litu b'shtar shekonu mimenu b'bezin choshev. Avagav d'loi konu mimenu mahani the hardos with a commandant on me. That's hardos what did. You're admitting that you did it. Well, you didn't really do it. I don't care if you did it. You admit it, you did it. So it has a power now, as if you did it. So that's the solution. When you're writing the shadaloi kasmach, that's what we're doing. We did a kinyan. The loy kasmach, not in the form of a sat. In other words, as if we did it in bezin choshev. That's what that phrase means. When you hear the reading the ksuba by the kasta, you hear the phrase the loy kasmach. That's what they mean. That whatever Kimmel was saying have a status of not a smart, because we said as if we said it was done in the Bezin Chosh. Okay. Now comes the Shulchan Aruch and says that that's not enough. You have to then give the Bezdin the item that you're paying. You have to give him the mashkin or whatever it is. If I'm paying $1,000 a month, here's $1,000. Hold on to it. If it doesn't, you'll pay them. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah says no. Yesharim the brackets. Avogav the loy hitvus chiyusav mahani hoel v'konamet of bezin choshev. Because of Rosh, the Hachin Higalmo. You don't have to actually put the money in Bezdin. According to Shulchan Aruch, you have to put the money in Bezdin. It's not enough. By Svardim, in other words, even with the Kinyan Choshev in Bezdin, it's not enough. You have to do it in Bezdin. You have to give the Bezdin the item that you're being Mechayev to take away the Demas Machta. Then you're really serious. You gave it to Bezdin. But otherwise, the Ramah says the Minig is not like that. For Ashkenazi, the Minig is not like that. You'll be able to rely on. Okay. Now, page 12. Anybody has to leave, please, feel free to leave. I know it's officially till 10:30, and I always go over time. And I always say that if you have to leave, you can leave.
No knas.
What?
No knas.
No knas. Page 12 comes to the Mor. Mor says, "Nader eis a dover basmachta litztaka or lehektish kainer." A smachta works by hektish or by stock. Okay, so there's a Chinese auction. Right, so I'm putting the money because I want to win. Well, if I don't win, why is the school allowed to keep my money? I only give the money because I hope to win. So no problem. There's no problem with smachta by giving it to stalker. So if it's going to stalker, not a problem. Okay, now let's say I change the scenario. It's not a stalker situation. Neighborhood kids decide they want to do a. Why? They want to buy themselves bicycles, you know. So they get some nice storekeeper to give them four or five things and make an auction, and they auction off. It's like, well, if I win, I win. I'm like, oh, I'm, you're not stalker. You're little neighborhood kids buying bicycles, right? So it should be a smachta problem. Okay. Okay, let's go to page 16. We have a little bit of time over here. The Chazon Ish discusses the case of contracts, the issue of a smachta in the context of contracts. What? So it's a game of chance, totally. So then you have the argument that they're allowed to keep it. But then the collecting of them, you'd have to give them the money up front. And then Silma Garam says, Ksas Yesu B'davr. Okay. So the Chazon Ish writes, is near the Noglitav Chayzer Legemara Mekach. They write up a contract. Chazon Shim al Lekeach Chayzer Akasav Shenos and Mochel. They make a commitment to buy something, and they said the Lekeach backs out. They get money that he paid already. He paid part of the money. They pay the full amount. I'm committed to purchase this item at the end of the month. Here's $500 down payment. End of the month, I'll take the item and pay you the remaining $5,000. If I back out, you keep the $500. That's a smachta, right? Is aim tonight's mamish. Be'amarcher yachzer yichbol, and he says in the second half of the and if you marcher back out, you're going to have to give me back not $1,000, the 500 plus another 500. So we're both committed. Aim tonight's dash mamish. Kedisa b'shachanar siman reizayin sifyud aleph. Okay, it doesn't work. V'alvagav the mahani midina de machusa mem dal dal means midina de machusa. It works according to the law of the land. So maybe that should override and work and solve the problem of asmachta, because din machusa works. Become welcome kimmich din ben Yisrael the chaveru ain't can din de machusa. Okay, there's no din machusa between two Jews. Ve'ein larmar kimin the mahani midin de machusa. I know that this can be enforced in court. So what am I? I'm not serious. Obviously, I am serious because I know that you can take this document to court and force me to pay. So the whole problem is I'm not really serious. Over here, I am serious. I know that it can be enforced. So kima the mahani medina lachusa ein daita las machto elikinya gomer. So because you know that's not a good sword. The loshamano, the mishum, the matz, and the miski, the din of the machusa, tibatal asmata. There's no gemara which indicates that din machusa would override asmachta. And the answer is why? Because you're not allowed to go to court. So like, I can take it to court, I'd win. Yeah, but you're not allowed to take me to court. You have to go to Bezin. Bezin will not support it. So then it remains an asmachta. So the only eitz is, again, you'd have to make a kinyan bezin kosher within that process. But stam, if they don't write that into the document, which they might have, the standard contract which you sign doesn't have the loy kasmach, the loy katev shenishtara, kinyina, doesn't have it there. It's a regular, you know, English document. So it would not be enforceable in bezin. It's the chazan ishpas. So the Nebuchadnezzar would not solve that problem. Okay, if you bear with me one more minute, I want to go back to page, I think it's 4. To find page 4. Where is page 4? Here it is. Let's see the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that in Timurei Zion was in Hilchos Shtoris. Writing a Bashtar in the proper way with not a problem with Asmachta, and because it discussed Asmachta, it discussed Mazakha Bakuji. Sim Shinai, and this is where this is the Halachas of Hilchos Gzeilu. So we saw it comes up in Lama Dal in regards to Avis, comes up in Timurei Zion in regards to the Halachas of writing your contract properly. It comes up now in Sim Shinai about Halachas Gzeilu. So the law is that this is considered Chazal asked certain things they're gezel the rabbanon. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's gezel the rabbanon. What are they? For example, mafrich yoyden, masachem mekuvi, fine. Siv beis, masachem mekuvi, kaisel el shemasachem beitzim or bitzaris or batzamis or oisin tanai b'neim shakola netzeach eschavera b'oisus choyk ikach kach v'kach. They raised them. They have a bullfight, every animal wins, etc. It's also. So he doesn't, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any ifs, ands, and buts. You know, chance, not chance. He said it's also, period. Okay. So then, however, with the goy, it's not a problem of gezel. It's like you're wasting your time. You're doing intelligent things, or you know, intellectual things, or something which betters the world. That's what some people say. They disagree on this opinion. That's only a problem if you have no other business. So even with a goy, if you have no other business, it's wrong. But according to this second opinion, he doesn't passel. Now remember, the Shulchan Aruch did not say that. Shulchan Aruch basically passed, Masachim Kuvim's period is also. Rama says, no, if you have another business, it's mutter. Even with a Jew. The Shulchan Aruch never said that. The minhag is that we do play cards, whatever it is. And possible the Misha and Umnis Elohu. If you did it for credit, do you have to pay the money back? Look back before. So for Sfaradim, the answer is may you gamble? The answer is no. For Ashkenazim, depends how you do it, and even after Magadon says, yes, ksat, yes, b'dogu. Okay, now comes along the Sma, it's a cut and gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch said, this is clear, this is Gezel d'Rabbanan. He says, he's not so comfortable with that. Because we saw the Ritva, and we saw the Tosis, it says Gezel d'Raisa. Kenel Dasa Rambam, because of the ain time we shum the pasuk Rama Rechama, Domer Yeshua Asmachta, the Levi who have a Gezel Gomer. According to Rama Rechama, it's Gezel Gomer. Asmachta is not Tam Durban, it's Gezel Gomer. The pasuk Gam King Rosh, Domer Isurahu, Mishum the Yodea, be Yeshua Shalom. Okay. So he learns up in Rosh Hashanah said the following. That the reason why it's usur is because you're not Isaac Yeshua Shalom. So what's wrong with that? The problem is that if you have no other business, it means your whole source of livelihood is dead. That becomes Gezel Darabonin. To make your livelihood based on taking people's money away in games of chance is wrong. That's Gezel Darabonin. So it's only Gzeilah Drabonon if that's what you use as your livelihood. It's wrong to do. It's called Gzeilah, but to make you puzzle, etc., needs that becomes the focus of your source of income. But according to Rabbi Bechama, it's a smacht. It's Gzeilah. It's Gezel Gomer, not a Gezel Midivrei. That's how the smile learns. So Karnar Bacham means, again, to the point, in any case where everybody agrees it's a smart, it's Gezel Gom, not just Gezel Medivrayim. That's the Ritvo, and that's the Tosis. So Lachal Amais, it's not very simple to call even Gezel Rabbanan. Gezel Rabbanan is pretty bad also. But, you know, but it's not just Rabbanan. It's a very, very, very good argument. The smart thing, Lachal Amais, is the Raisa. In the case of a smart, to take in the money is Gezel the Raisa. So Lachal Amais, it's not a Lachal Amais issue. But, that being said, just to recap what we have, the Magen Rama says, whatever you do, it's wrong. We have the Shulchan Aruch says that it's aser. He doesn't give us any leeway. He calls the Gezel Darabonan Midivrayim. We have the Ramah in Reish Zion, that the Ramah in Reish Zion comes along and says that maybe in a case where it's a game of chance, not a game of skill, that might be mutter. Maybe if that's mutter, but you can't collect it, you have to have the money there. You have the money there on the table, which belongs to both of you. Maybe we could argue, he says, an opinion that says, since you only gain by being willing to lose, that's not called asmachta. We have an eitzah for it if you do a kinyan bezin choshev. So you guys want to play March Madness, no problem. Go to make a bezin of Rabbi Rosenbaum and Rabbi Lapiansky, you know, and make a kinyan choshev in front of them that you're committed, that you're going to pay in case you lose. That might be mutter. It won't be a problem asmachta. It might be a problem not being Oisik Yeshiva Shaloylam, you know. But again, if you have other business, other than that, but the fellow tells you that he makes his livelihood by playing poker online, which I had that once, a person by Shabbos sort of told me that his, I asked him, what does he do? He says he plays poker online. I said, oh. what are you supposed to say to that? You know, that's nice, like what's supposed to say, you know. So that would be quite challenging. Now, how do you look at credit cards? You give the guy's credit card, and automatically it's deducted. I still think that's a problem of collecting. Still, I mean, you're basically forcing. You know, I clearly can cancel it. It's not given. It's not there. You're not credit automatically. You have to do a mice of charging it through. So I could cancel it. So even a credit card would be a problem. Playing with a goy, he said, it's not a problem.
Credit card on a gamble.
On a gamble.
Credit card on a gamble.
Right. No, not credit card. Yeah, that's a different issue of gambling, right? But right, for tztaka, doing it for tztaka, we saw as mutter.
Living a lottery ticket.
A lottery ticket in America is not a problem, right? As long as that's not your own sole source of parnasa, right? That's not a problem.
What if you intend for it?
We'll deal with it when you win. We'll talk. I'll take a cut. Okay. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, Mifal HaPayas, there was a fascinating discussion. The truth was about the Mifal HaPayas, the Israeli lottery. How does that work, and whether that's mutter or not?
Kind of like a tzedakah too, because the money goes to fund institutions there.
Well, again, you have to, halachically, tztaka, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say that everything which the money goes to is that halachically has the status of tztaka. There's an argument. What? If you can earmark it, you can earmark it, but I don't know.
You know, lottery tariff technically supposed to go towards education in your respective state. But it's done that way, too.
It's not tztaka.
These lotteries go to fund yeshivas in Israel.
Well, they don't. But if they did, right? But the reality is that practically, you know, can you buy a lottery ticket in Eretz Yisrael? Right? Again, if you have a problem, it's the government which has the problem.
What about if you win?
So there was what about if you win? Let's just think it through. If you lose. So you're not taking anything. The government's taking your money. They have a question. They allowed to keep your money. So they have to ask their posik. You know, so The government will have to ask their rabbi whether it's mutter or not.
I'm guessing the answer is they can keep it. What? I'm just guessing.
That's something, they didn't ask me the halacha shaila. Okay.
What if they learn that back?
Now, the question, what are the questions? Let's say I win. Can I take their money? Again, the money I'm taking is not the individual person's money. They gave the money to the government already. I'm taking the government's money. So that, the person said, that's not a problem. Why? Because the government wants to pay you. Because the way they make money on this thing is by having winners, which they parade around the whole country. We won! So therefore, even though it's a chance of $1.47 trillion, you could win too. Therefore, put your money in. So they want to pay you. So it's not a problem. There's no problem with Smata over there. They want to pay you. That's the person's answer on that. So winning is not a problem, and losing is their problem, and you know they have to ask their person. Okay.
What about?
What? I think I'm not sure that I'm lifting. What's your shayla? I mean, I'm not doing any of it.
What is Asher Bidu? That the being